Why did he pull me back? That's the haunting question of my life.
October the 8th, 2019 started like any other for Bob Paul. Little did he know that it would be the day that he would face a life-threatening encounter. He was jogging on a treadmill at the gym when he suddenly collapsed. It was cardiac arrest, and his life was hanging in the balance. Lying on the floor, he was dependent on those around him to revive him. Today, Bob recognizes that while it was people who provided the physical means of grace, it was God who brought life back into his heart. This is Village Stories.
My name's Bob, and I'm 75 years old, retired educator and administrator. 10 years ago, my wife and I became part of Village Church that was sent by South Delta Baptist Church to plant a church in Surrey. I was working out on a treadmill at Club 16 in Tawasin around 2 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 8th, when I had an unexpected cardiac arrest and collapsed on the gym floor beside my treadmill after walking and jogging for around 35 minutes.
Immediately, a group of 5 bystanders took notice of Bob's fall and came to his aid.
These 5 volunteers had very different backgrounds and abilities. They were a mother and former lifeguard. There was a business executive. Third, there was a painter and a building maintenance manager. Then there was an armored car driver and guard who just happened to attend Village Church. And then there was a retired fireman who spent 33 years as a fireman and officer with the Lower Mainland Fire Department.
Bob was unconscious for 15 minutes. While he lay on the floor, the bystanders and first responders helped revive him with CPR and an AED. All of his memory from that morning until waking up some days later in recovery was missing. He learned about what happened by those who were there.
I can't remember driving there. I can't remember going into the dressing room. I can't remember getting up on the treadmill.
After recovering, Bob made it his mission to track down each person who played a part in his recovery to thank each one of them.
I was in ICU for 3 days. They had sedated me. They put me on a bed of ice. They were worried about brain damage. The fact that I do not have any brain damage to me is another part of the miracle. On my 75th birthday, I came out of sort of the sedation on that. It had worn off and they were getting me ready to go into the cardiac ward.
Soon after Bob woke up, he began to recover quickly.
Even when I was in ICU, apparently I woke up a couple of times and kept asking the same questions. Why am I here? What's going on? You know, I was quite disoriented. But I would say by maybe the 3rd day or 4th day that I was out, I was back to normal. That's how well my progression had been over that 5 or 6 day period. I was feeling very thankful. Gratitude for the cross, gratitude for the indwelling Holy Spirit, gratitude for God walking with you, gratitude for guidance.
Bob's main takeaway was thankfulness. He started to see the many signs of God's involvement in the events that unfolded.
There are these little coincidental pointers that, to me, God is affirming the fact that he's here, some of his people are here. And the fellow who was the retired fireman, he told me, he said, I just think that you were quite lucky, you know, with the people that were there. I said, well, I really believe that God had provided these people that were able to help me, that had the competencies that were needed. So then he said, well, I don't really believe that. He said, I believe that you were lucky. That was one of my points in talking about the 13 people that helped me before I went to the hospital, because that is the traditional superstitious number that people use for being unlucky. Some of these small details, it's another way that God says, no, it has nothing to do with luck. It depends how you define what a miracle is, but I believe that it was an exceptional move of God. And while God used people to accomplish the mechanical part of enabling physical life to have the possibility of coming, the bottom line is that it is the God who breathed life into Adam and Eve and started their life that allowed me to be resuscitated.
A couple months later, Bob was having dinner with some friends when the phone rang. It was the retired fireman.
It was a guy who was the one who told me that I was lucky to be alive and disagreed with the fact that I thought that God had used these other people. So I told him, I said, I'm going to tell you a story that's out of a book you don't believe in. When Jesus was on his way through Jericho, he stopped and he healed 10 lepers. And he said, the 10 lepers went away, and Jesus told them to go and see the priest so that he could confirm that they had been cleansed, and so they did. And because Jesus was on the Samaritan-Judean border, one of them was a Samaritan. And the only person that came back to thank Jesus was this Samaritan, who was a half-breed in the eyes of the Jew and hated by them. Jesus said, where are the other nine? You know what the retired fireman said to me? Where are the hundreds that I have helped in my career that never came back to say thank you? So maybe that might speak to him in terms of the need for doing that. And that was why we went to such lengths to find out who had been involved.
Because of his strong faith and math background, Bob knows he has good reason to be thankful for the retired firefighter.
I know from a mathematical statistical point of view that I beat the odds. 2% people survive. I know for a fact, if I had not had that 15 minutes of CPR from that retired fireman, who, as far as I can tell, is either an agnostic or an atheist, I would not have lived. And it was the AED and the CPR that God used to make such a difference in the outcome.
Bob learned through this experience the importance of making the most of every opportunity God brings his way as an opportunity to advance the gospel and give God glory.
Giving God the glory isn't just a matter of lip service, not that it was before necessarily, but that it becomes more than that. It becomes integrated into your way of thinking, your way of acting, your way of serving. Growth in terms of appreciation for things that before may have been held at one level, but which now have become more lifestyle focused and oriented and impacting relationships, I think, in new ways. Greater appreciation for being alive and the fact that eternal life is there, but it's a real thing. Probably the greatest thing is just an appreciation of the grace of God. Why did he pull me back? That's the haunting question in my life. Maybe it's just to continue to do those things that he wants me to do. Maybe it's just being obedient, but maybe it's with a new sense of purpose.
This is Village Stories. To hear more stories of how God is transforming lives at Village Church, visit thisisvillagechurch.com/stories.